And scene.
Irma Gerd. I just ordered my Irma Gerd Kerfer t-shirt in the mail. I ordered it online from tinyurl.com/MLRTs. The URL's tiny because us MLR listeners are too busy for full URLs. The cool thing about the site is there's a new design every day, and it lasts only one day. Now you never have to worry about wearing the same thing as someone else. The odds are too good that you'll look like a dope, unique hipster instead of a played-out noob. Designs are submitted by artists and illustrators, and the styles range from TV and movie references to video games, classic cartoons, comics, and more. It's pretty simple. There's one new super limited edition tee every 24 hours for only $10. And how's the quality of the shirts, you ask? Amazing! They fit great, they don't make you feel like you're wearing a burlap sack or fiberglass. Just go to tinyurl.com/MLRTs. That's tinyurl.com/MLRTEES and order your t-shirt today.
Fellas, are you looking to spice things up in the bedroom? Been fantasizing about surprising your lover with an adventurous new toy or adult movie? Well, here's an offer you won't be able to resist. Go to adamandeve.com, and for a limited time only, you'll get 50% off just about any item. But that's not all. Oh, no. When you select your one item at 50% off, you'll also receive three free adult DVDs for a little inspiration. Plus, a free extra gift so sensual, we can't mention it on the radio. And to top it all off, we'll even throw in free shipping on your entire order. And no, we're not teasing. So check out adamandeve.com today for this special offer. Get 50% off one item when you type DEAL48 for the offer code upon checkout. When you do, you'll get three free DVDs, a free extra gift, and free shipping. Just use offer code DEAL48 at adamandeve.com.
This is what you missed last week on Dutch and Royce.
Shut up.
Royce, they have an app game that plays kind of like The Sims or Clash of Clans, and it involves The Simpsons.
Oh, yeah. Simpsons Tapped Out, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, I played that. I had that.
By the way, when are they going to make a Pokemon app?
A what?
App?
Or app
op?
Game?
If I can speak correctly.
Pokemon app.
Pokemon app.
What do you have on your phone?
You're welcome, Mitch.
I have floppy mod.
Because Pokemon was great, like Urban. It was awesome.
Pokemon!
I'm overcompensating now because I Pokemon. Fucked up the first time I said it.
Animal.
Shut up, Kelly.
Pokemon. His name is Chew.
Why is there a Pokemon app, guys?
This isn't fun when you guys are trash.
For real, guys!
This is uncomfortable.
Did
you ever play that game?
I love play Pokemon.
Because it actually...
Check out Dutch and Royce live Tuesdays 10 to midnight only on morelikeradio.com.
Hang on to your hats, you devil dogs, because the master bebop blaster of all time is going to give you a soul injection.
I'm the greatest man in the world!
Wow! It's time for Dutch and Royce. Don't forget, we are better than you.
Oh my god!
We are the straightest show that talks about sucking dudes' cocks.
Two of my favorite things in the world are kids singing adult songs and pageants.
You don't fucking know. You think it's all smiles and tits?
Stop doing that to me.
Why? I like it.
You're pissing me off, that's why.
So look out here, forget her bush, look at her hair, your asshole.
Hold on, start over.
Shut the fuck up.
I'm going to do this the right way because I'm a professional broadcaster.
You just click on the screen.
You have no idea. Shut up. I know what I'm doing.
Boner.
You see that movable arrow?
Why do I work with you idiots?
Get off the stage, you fucking faggot! Jesus fucking Christ!
Trying to go old school tonight.
I'm waiting for it to kick in.
Hi, everybody. Welcome to Dutch and Royce.
Bro, I love old school. I really do.
Today is New School, February 18th, 2014. I'm Joel Van Wingerden here with my co-host Royce Lopez.
Hi, everybody.
And Marie Lopez.
Hi, everybody.
I'm not going to feel comfortable saying that anytime soon.
Either.
And producer Mitchell.
Hi, everybody.
So,
Mitchell, isn't Sherry in Florida?
She is in Florida. She probably is not hanging out with you, is she?
Oh.
Why isn't she hanging out with you guys?
What happened? I don't know.
She was actually shooting all night tonight.
Shooting what?
I don't know when.
Deer?
Guns or people or whatever. I don't know. Whatever people in Florida do.
Oh, well, I mean, chili pepper, incest. I mean, there's several examples.
It's one of those. Pick one.
I miss not doing radio in front of Dutch. I don't like it. I'm sad.
I can't say the same, but our number is 954-573.
I hate you, you son of a bitch.
2780, if you guys want to get in touch with us.
I can, because you know what? Now I know what the other side of it looks, and I feel bad. I like looking at Dutch and pointing right in his face. It makes, but pointing right near his face.
Yeah.
Seriously, Dutch, hashtag real talk, hashtag shark mode. We definitely want to visit you guys again because we had a lot of fun. For real.
Yes. For real. I enjoyed very much having you guys out here. I mean, you guys were getting a lot of shit from just about everybody about you guys spending your honeymoon with me.
It was totes worth it. I don't care, man. I had a blast. Yeah. I mean, I really, really had fun hanging out with Dutch. Dutch, I got to tell you, Dutch is a fun person to hang out with.
Oh, and thank you. I feel like a smash is about to come.
No, we really were. No, it's fun being jerks to people with Dutch. I don't know what it is, but you know what I mean, Dutch. Like the fucking cowboy bar. It's just fun walking around.
That was a blast.
Jerks. It's fun. And Dutch is, Dutch, women love Dutch. And don't get me wrong, I'm not saying tens are fucking flying to Dutch. But like Dutch said it himself, Dutch is a four magnet. It's insane.
Four magnets. Yeah.
Dude, he walks in and these fours, like, they surround him. And I'm like, this is insanity to me. And it's like, oh, look, I love this picture, by the way. The picture of Dutch leading the dance, god damn it. Look at the chat. He's so, like Kelly said.
I made the one picture my profile with me, the pointy DJ.
It looks good. I got to say, that's an awesome picture. The photographer took a great picture there because the disco ball is right in the middle.
Yeah.
Which look awesome. Yeah, it really is cool.
You mean this one? Mm-hmm.
Yep, there it is.
It is, yep. I love it.
I love that you taught my family how to do the wobble.
Well, actually, that was more Johnny Cakes.
John and Tiffany, but you played it, so.
Yes. Well, to John's insistence, he wanted to do that, and he wanted to do the other song, which you guys thought me playing blue songs before were bad. This one was really, what was it again? It was the, it's one of those other line dance, Dougie.
Yeah.
So when there's, constantly in the chorus saying, you ain't fucking with my Dougie, I didn't think that your conservative family would have appreciated that one. But then again, I did play Till the Sweat Drops Down My Balls, so.
Oh, it's like your first song.
I fucking love. Well, me and Marie love Kelly. I mean, love her. Love her. She's fucking awesome. I don't know if we said it to her face, but I'm saying it to. She is amazing to hang out with. Totally laid back. Not annoying at all. Just any. She's what
to you.
You're right. Well, Fob, whatever. Dutch, you deserve it. One pillow. So fuck you. But. Man, I gotta say, it was really a lot of fun. It was more fun than I expected. Just
we
hanging out.
And the thing is, we didn't ever leave the Springs. Like, we were really going, okay, we got to take him to Denver to see what the fun party scene was.
Forget it. Let's just hang out here. And, dude, every place we went, remember that fucking old lady that was kind of hitting on Marie, the 51-year-old lady?
Kind of.
That was birthday? Okay.
It's my 50th.
Totally
first?
Hitting on Marie.
Wait, what's the reverse of 51?
15?
I am 15.
So what happened was that we went to this really nice spot in Colorado Springs. It's called the Broadmoor. It's generally like where whenever celebrities come to town, that's where they go and stay.
It's really nice. It looks like an old mansion is the only way to describe like the look of it.
It's like a place the Rat Pack would hang out at in the day. And and it was just super fancy, super nice. We had this reservations, but it took like an hour for us to actually get in. Because we didn't make reservation ahead of time. We're like, oh, whatever, fuck it. We'll just go up to, the bar that's up top. You walk in, it's just rich, old, drunk people.
We're talking money here. We're talking like...
The richest, oldest, whitest,
we're talking
people.
Rolexes and Ferragamo shoes, fucking insanely sick.
And they're passed out on the couch.
Oh, yeah, in hammers.
That's right.
Dude, like frat boys, fucking these old millionaires just passed out like frat boys.
With their used-to-be trophy wives.
Yeah. Which you could tell, even the old lady that was next to Marie, like when she was young, absolutely was probably hot.
Oh, yeah.
but she still acted like she had a boa.
Meanwhile, she was married to the guy. He looked like Norm from Cheers.
Yes, exactly. No, he looked like an older version of Ron Swanson from Parks and Rec.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah, yeah, like balding. Like he was just like, oh, we'll move down for you guys. No problem. I'm like, oh, God. This old lady's going to keep talking to Marie, isn't she?
She would not stop, nor would she stop touching me.
Oh, yeah.
She would not stop touching.
Very touchy-feely. And I saw Marie's face. She was kind of like, eh.
Ed, stop.
I just posted a picture. Is that the place you were at?
Yeah, the Broadmoor.
Yeah, it was one of, I don't know if that was the same bar we were in, but yeah, something like that.
That's the same bar. That's behind where the seats were. Like, that's the look from the bar.
Oh, it is. Okay. Yeah.
Because remember, right, that couch back there, Dutch, is where the old man was back.
That's right.
The love seat, whatever that is. But I got to say, man, we really had a great time. Like, we were like, how do we move here? Like, just want to hang out with Dutch and Kelly all the time. No, seriously. Am I lying? We were like, just move here. Who fucking cares? Like, just live here.
The only thing from preventing me from moving there was the dry nosebleeds and the altitude sickness.
That's
okay. If you guys don't remember from last week's two shows that we had for DNR and Hippo Juice, like, Marie and Royce were in rough shape because for some reason they were like, oh, altitude sickness, that doesn't affect me. I'm from Florida. And little did they know, it really does fuck you up for the first 3 days.
I didn't know the thing.
It felt like I was dropped out of a spaceship. Like, there's no way to explain it. It's like, oh my God,
what happened? You're a mile up from where you used to be. So,
I tell you though, Dutch, I went jogging though today, and I felt like Superman because I was jogging in Colorado, and it's hard. And here I'm like, oh my God, the air's so thick, I could chew it here.
Well, your lungs expanded. It takes about a week for your lungs to expand to the appropriate, you know. So yeah, that's what happened to you.
Oh, also something, because this happened after Tuesday's show. We went to Van Wingerden compound and got to say, I wanted to go in there and smash him. But first off, your mother is she's like a TV Pleasantville nice.
She's a wonderful lady.
Insanity to me how nice she is. I mean, I'm like, this is the nicest lady I've ever seen. And I can't even make fun of her. She's so sweet. She never met us, and she was so, you want something to eat? Here's something to drink. Oh, I know you. Oh, nothing, none of this on the show. Like, so nice.
Yeah.
Really. And your family, once again, a bunch of fucking models. And
I liked how Royce was just naming your brothers, not by name, but by what they are compared.
I was like, okay, that's Fat Dutch. That's Handsome Dutch. That's Business Dutch. That's Little Dutch. That's Girl Dutch. That's what I was doing.
Yeah, Sisters World Girl Dutch.
Girl Dutch. Those are Girl Dutches. Those are Girl Dutches.
Yeah, we have a look to us. It's the gaunty look and the far apart eyes.
And by the way, I would love to smack, but your family's so fucking nice.
And you have the three dogs.
But the one thing you did agree with me on was it looked like a goddamn Apple commercial.
It did.
It really
did.
Everyone's using FaceTime.
Is that like my one sister Renee is in Florida and my other sister Hannah's in England. So like we had like an iPad up doing Skype and the other one was a FaceTime and they were all watching my niece Alice open presents, and that's the reason why. But by the way, we were all at the house.
Right. Yeah. So. It was great, man. I had a great time. You know, your family was super cool with us. So, I mean,
what made me laugh though was like when you guys finally showed up to the house, because Kelly and I got there way before you guys did.
Right.
You were like, Marie calls me. She's like, I think we're here. Do they have chickens?
Yeah.
Yes. You're in the right spot.
Yep. You're there. There's chickens.
I see chickens next to the house.
Yeah. I got to say, once again, I had a fucking blast there. It was a great, great time. Every day I had fun. I mean, even the day we were just lazy, it was just a lot of fun just hanging out and just, you know, just fucking joking around.
Hanging out with the family?
Yeah, you know, having ourselves a party. You know, and not even one.
Oh, we were having a party?
No.
Hanging out.
We're not going to have a party in your sad apartment.
Well, I was saying more or less like a party.
I will not bash anything, but I will bash your apartment.
Hanging out.
And your freezer with one tombstone pizza.
Oh, my God, so sad. So
and then he offers it to you like it's a big
gesture.
But you
didn't want to have a tombstone party?
No, I won't.
Mitch, I'm giving you like 14 setups at this point.
Remember how we were saying while we were having several wonderful lengthy conversations with our good friend Joel, how we should have a graveyard for overdone buttons?
Oh, yes. Yeah.
Yes.
Is that something that we should start doing now?
We should. I mean, sure. That's right. I would like to get rid of some of them because, you know, even Dutch, me and Dutch were talking in person, you know, talking biz, like, you know, just two gentlemen smoking cigars, drinking brandy at the Brockmore.
Well, we were planning on doing it, but we never ended up going back to that. By the way, that bar is just called Bar.
Yeah, I know. It's,
you notice that?
It's pretty fucking pretentious. Let's be honest. That's a pretentious name for a fucking place. Although the other place that we went, what was the Golden Bee? Is that what it was?
Yeah.
Where they just shoot bees at you?
Yeah, but and that old pedophile playing the piano with the songbook. Fantastic. Oh my God.
They handed out songbooks so you can sing along to the guy playing the piano in the bar.
It was
awesome.
He was sitting with like this upright piano that like had no front to it, so you could see all the pedals and the strings, and it was like, you know, just a nude piano. And
he's hanging out.
He looked like, you know, like a saloon player, like with the old timey shirt and the garter like up the side of his sleeve. And yeah, it was an interesting atmosphere. I've never been there before. It was the first time I'd went. I'm glad I went. That's where that picture came from. And yay.
By the way, I should have said this off air just in case so you don't run a promo by mistake. Ham Radio's fired, so just don't run a promo. Sorry, right quick.
What?
Yeah, they're gone. So FYI.
Why?
Sorry, I should have told you off air. I really was more excited to talk about hanging out with you, and I completely forgot.
Did that happen this afternoon?
This morning, but yes.
Uh-oh.
Violated their exclusivity contract and lied to our faces.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, whatevs. Don't worry about it. It's over. I want to let you know so you run a commercial. That's
okay. All right.
I could have typed it, I guess, but I'm pretty lazy.
You could have done that, too. Now there's this awkwardness where now I want to know... And the listeners want to know too, but I guess we don't have to.
The listeners that heard this morning,
There was a secret show.
There was a secret show. And I did like 2 hours of radio this morning, bro.
We had to fill in for Ham Radio.
Yeah, because they were fired. Oh, so
Jesus.
So the listeners know.
Okay. All right, whatever. I mean, you know, Godspeed to them, I guess. I don't know.
First time we officially cut the feed on Hammy.
Good luck on your future endeavors.
Wait, Hammy's fired too?
No. Oh, no,
Hammy's not fired, but Hammy helped them run the feed.
Yeah, but he is on thin ice.
No, he's not.
Fat joke.
First off, Hammy would be on fat ice. So shut up, Mitch. Don't be mean to Hammy. While I be mean to Hammy.
I love Hammy.
I love the picture that Dutch took of the Golden Bee holding the fucking
I love how I told him to cup the balls.
Cup the balls, and I just did it without even thinking.
I take a picture, and he's like, why did I do that?
Why did I do that? That is almost came in his pants when he goes, Photoshop.
He did. I just saw, oh, God. Anyways.
So many cocks.
It was such a weird thing. They had these things called yards and half yards, which was, if you see the picture, if for those of you who aren't looking at it, it's like this large test tube beaker type thing with like a wide mouth at the end and like a ball, like an open like bowl type thing at the bottom.
Or a yard of beer like you see anywhere.
Right, but I've never seen that type of cup before.
He's right. It is different because the little bubble at the bottom is not normally like that.
Yeah, because once you start drinking, it's like that scene out of a Beer Fest. If anybody's ever seen that, they had the whole thing. Das Boot. Where like the bubble will shoot in your face. And I saw at least 3 or 4 different times that night where someone was going to drink and the bubble thing, like the air pocket, like shot back in their faces. I think they did it on purpose.
Oh, it's completely round all the way around, so you can't turn it.
No, so there was a stand. Well, yeah, and there was a stand that came with it. You couldn't set that thing straight up. You had to put it in like its own little stand that leaned against.
And that was a half yard. The guy next to us ordered a yard. It was fucking insane.
They put it on the ground.
Yeah, because it didn't fit on the table.
It's so fucking big.
Yeah.
I order my beer by the yard.
Oh, Maul says Dutch is the straightest gay guy I've ever seen. I agree.
I absolutely love seeing Dutch being a hot girl in public.
Like what? You guys have mentioned this twice now. I don't remember what you were talking about.
What? Okay. For example, when we were at the Mexican restaurant and you were impatient.
Taco Bell.
Actually, no. We went to a fancy
room. It was good, too. That was
really good.
That's something else. We've never had
an hour to get.
Yeah. And then, by the way, before we even continue. I love one other reason why I miss Dutch already is he's such an asshole at restaurants like I am. When we're sitting at the restaurant, every time waiter's taking long, wants his attention, he puts
he
his
just
hand
raises
up
his hand
like a little kid.
Like, oh, pick me.
But
pick me.
He'll just keep it up.
Yes.
He'll keep it up like this until someone notices.
And he puts on this adorable grin like, it's all right. You know I'm adorable. You're never going to get mad at
but what I mean is his hand
is
bent back like a teacher. Kid like, hey. Yeah, teacher, like that. Yeah, teacher. Like,
when his arms get tired, does he put his hand on his elbow like this? Like, I want to, I'm raising my hand, but it's tired, so.
And then, and to the point until they make eye contact, it's fucking hilarious. It makes me happy. Oh, but anyway, what were you saying, Marie, about the Mexican?
Yeah.
That was it, that he was doing these, like, right. things that if you were an ugly person, would have gotten punched or kicked out. But because you know, you put on this cute little grin and you kind of purse your lips together. And I was actually whispering to Kelly, I'm like, I still haven't figured it out yet. But Dutch has facial features and movements like a famous person. I'm going to figure it out. Remind me of somebody, and I don't know who it is yet.
I don't like this. I feel like you're setting me up to smash me. I don't like this.
No.
That's your low self-esteem.
Oh, and then I also told Royce after we left your house because you were holding one of your like little infant baby siblings, cousins.
Yeah.
Whatever. I'm like, if Dutch walked outside with that baby, he would just women would just cream on him. Like,
oh, I have gone out in public with my young nieces and nephews before, and man, does that a girl picker upper.
Yep.
I know who. Kid. No, hold on. I know who Dutch reminds me of. He reminds me of Ray Charles because he's not allowed to drive in New Jersey.
I got it.
That was a long setup, but whatever.
It's because he's blind and you're drunk.
I got it, Marie.
Okay, just checking.
Dutch, real quick, man. Can I welcome aboard our new sponsor? Because I think it's time I do.
Ooh!
You know how we've been looking.
Should we have like background music?
I mean, if you want. You know what? Yeah. Dutch, you want to do an old school live read?
Yep.
That'll work. Dutch, you know what we found? And Mitch, you get attested to this because you use the Volt. Use the Volt things. And because of you, we've got the message sponsor. Smokeless Image. tinyurl.com/MLRsmoke. tinyurl.com/MLRsmoke. And the banner's right on top of the morelikeradio.com. They have the best e-cigs and liquids.
Actually the company that physically ass fucked Revo Cig out of business.
Not many people know that. And Mitch is holding it up right there.
I'm holding up the liquids. I have, I think I have three of them here. Or I have two of them here at least. There's
the biscotti.
I have biscotti.
Yeah.
Yeah, you had that. You mix that with your chocolate one. I have biscotti. I have a Cinnabon. Actually, here's a Cinnabon.
Yeah, I ordered that one today.
Yeah, and then I also have strawberry fuzz, which is strawberry and peaches.
Right. So all you got to do is go to tinyurl.com/MLRsmoke. Go there, and any order over $55, and if you get a starter kit, you'll hit that right away. It's free. It's a free shipping. 3-month warranty, unlike the other companies. So, I mean, definitely check it out.
Yeah, they literally have the best liquid I've ever had because I've tried a lot of different companies, and over the past year and a half or whatever that I quit smoking, this I always go back to them.
Yeah.
That's not even a joke, you know?
No, I know.
Because I ordered that stuff before they were a sponsor, so right. If that says anything.
And they always have stuff in stock, too, from what I'm seeing. So, you know, definitely check them out. So, once again, tinyurl.com/MLRsmoke.
Hey, you know what's funny?
What?
Our stream feeds through the old RevoSig app, so we just gave them a competitor's app.
High five.
That's called winning.
Is it still running? I thought that company went out of business. But no,
the app is still running.
It's still there.
Jesus.
Because that's what I use to listen when I'm on my phone.
You don't use TuneIn?
No.
Jesus. That's great.
Oh, man, I haven't done a live read in a while. Fun, man. I forgot how those were.
Yeah, we need to get some more live reads around here. These are fun.
Yeah, I know. They are fun. Well, we got a big movement, and we got some big sponsors coming, some stuff pending. So
Fun times. So tell me more about that secret show, because I was at work. I haven't gotten a chance to listen to it.
It'll be posted. You better listen to it.
I don't want to recap an entire, you know, trash fest of another show on this show.
I will say this. Forget all that. Sean did tell the story, Marie, and you were involved. I don't know how it came up, about when me, him and Christian and Christian's girlfriend all went to Universal. You remember that? I didn't do that. That was him. I said nothing. It was him. He blurted it out. You remember that story?
Yeah.
Yeah. He said he was watching football, not masturbating in the corner. That's all I'm going to say to tease the secret show. Fucking liar. Okay. Anyway, Dutch, go ahead.
Oh, I wasn't going to say. I was just going to say what was.
That's fun. I have a great tease for the download.
What?
I gave a great tease for the secret show download.
No, you said
tea. Tease.
You said
tea. All the tea.
I am distracted right now.
I miss Joel in person doing the show.
I know.
Move over here.
I would never move to Florida.
Wow, what a mean.
Ever. Sorry. Actually, I'm not sorry. Your state blows.
There's good things. There's good things here.
I'm sure there is. I'm really distracted. Check out this link I just posted. Have you guys seen Kate Upton's... I just was like randomly clicking through things, and I just, her in Zero Gravity.
What?
God, she is hot. It lifts her big old fucking tits up in the air. Oh, look at her.
What's the point of that? I mean, except for the fact it's hot.
Can we agree? Real talk though, Dutch. She has no ass. We agree with that, right?
No, she does. She's got hips. Not the ass so much. Her hips kind of like push out her ass.
And don't get me wrong. I'm not going to be hipster like, oh, she's not hot. No, she's fucking beautiful. I'm just saying, she's kind of a flat ass.
That's I like. I'm more
of
a hip guy.
Those pictures are fake.
Well, yeah. I mean, she's in space.
They're fake.
I'm assuming she's in the vomit comet.
Yeah. The one where they take the slingshot one where they take you up for your
G's.
A couple seconds.
That was fun. Well, how do they get this? Wow.
Jesus.
Man, no wonder you're completely distracted.
I was just sorry. So hold on, I feed my ego some more. Like, why was I a hot chick?
No, you just, I don't know. There's something about your facial expressions that you know what you're doing, you motherfucker. You know what you're doing all the time, and you know it's adorable, and you know it's obnoxious, and doesn't matter.
Well, I know where I learned that, and I actually got into a big fight with the guys from the Cousin Joe show about this a couple of weeks ago, is that I was part of, like, back when YouTube or Yahoo message boards were a thing. Have you guys heard of The Game by Neil Strauss?
Oh, well, I lost it.
Yeah, I've heard of it.
Talked about it on air.
Yeah, okay, well, it was a while ago. We probably talked about that, but just to refresh,
was the book that they later on based that Mystery Guy show on.
Well, the Mystery Guy was a key character in that book. Whole like idea of a pickup artist, like dudes who are like ugly looking, awkward losers, like giving these guys tools and teaching these guys how to actually approach and talk to women. I early on when I was like 19, whatever years old, like got involved with these guys and tried to like. Because I was the most non-confident douche there was for a very long time. I didn't get laid till I was in college, and that was only once. And so after I got out of college, that's when I actually got. So to go to your point, Marie, this was taught. It wasn't just natural. So if I can do it, anybody can do it.
The guy that wrote the book?
Neil Strauss.
Who taught you?
I was more on the online thing where everybody was just kind of trading stories back and forth. Like, okay, this worked. This didn't work. This approach works. Having this kind of a joke works. You're having this type of an attitude works. Whatever. It was just read the book. The Game is a fascinating book, to be honest.
I have it, Marie. You can read it.
And it really does kind of chronicle like the stuff that was going on at that time. Like, because I knew who Mystery and Style and those guys were. I always thought the whole nickname thing was stupid. And obviously, my dumb nickname at the time was Dutch, but it was just this whole thing that was just an underground thing with ugly, awkward, unattractive guys trying to figure out how they can actually hook up a woman. And these guys are hooking up with tens, and the thing is, too, there are guys who are paying massive amounts of money to take seminars from these guys. I never did that, but it's a very lucrative business.
You read the book and it works, I'll tell you that. I mean, it really does. It's easy to sit there and fucking talk shit and I'll be like, it does work.
Well, that was the thing. It was when I got on with Dave and Joe and those guys, they were all bashing it and everything like that. And now then I told them, no, dude, look this up. And this was, I don't know how many months ago. And now, apparently, Joe's got a girlfriend. I'm not going to say I deserve all credit for that, but I think I deserve most.
I would say all. Demand all.
I demand all.
I say demand
Paletta,
all.
Paletta, I demand all credit for this one.
Yeah. How about a thank you to Dutch? Be great.
By the way, are we allowed to talk about this on the air or no?
About what? I don't know.
Probably not.
About Paletta?
I don't know. I have no idea what you're talking. I've been being serious. You remember, I've been in a honeymoon and before at the wedding, so I really don't know
Royce,
what's going on.
Royce, you told the goddamn story to him.
What? No,
he just
no.
Threw you under the bus.
What? No, do no. I have to write
Joe,
it down?
Hold on. No, no, you idiot. The girl took a picture of fucking, I don't know who the girl is, of Joe Coletta in a tub, correct? That's what we're talking about? Or am I fucking
yeah.
missing something? Okay, that's fine. Part that's all. Of it.
Okay, so you told the story.
That's it.
That's what I meant.
Okay. I saw a picture of Joe. I saw a picture of him in a tub. I even said, I wish I could do a show.
I want to know who the girl was.
Oh, I don't know.
I know.
Oh, okay. Good for you.
You want me to tell you?
Don't. I don't want to know now. Tell me later.
No, I want to tell you now.
It was a RoboCop?
He was RoboCop.
God damn it. I knew
it. It was fucking RoboCop.
Fight to read your face, Dutch.
Oh, yeah. That picture.
Yeah, that exactly.
Did you see his penis in that?
Yes. He posted that. I'm not even a joke.
Jesus. What is he doing?
He's doing
Coletta things.
Coletta things, exactly. I think
that's what he
Coletta's
does.
A weird dude.
He's drinking beer both out of a bottle and a can.
Yeah.
Smoking a cigarette and listening to electronics while in a tub. Cause YOLO.
Now we obviously know that's not Joe's house because
I hope the next time he does a picture like this, he's like toasting something next to the tub.
Oh, you want him to die? Oh, look there. He's eating. Look at the picture.
What the fuck?
Eating
what?
In the tub.
What is he doing?
You know what makes this whole picture classy? The ashtray right next to it.
The full ashtray. Not yes. just the ashtray. The full ashtray. He's been in that tub long enough to smoke an entire pack of
what
cigarettes.
What is he doing? Joe.
He's getting all pruny.
He's getting all pruny.
That is what he's doing.
Well, anyways, speaking of naked dudes in tubs.
Just so just.
Segway coming. VH1 is giving green light to Naked Dating, a 1-hour weekly series that will explore the art romance free of preconceived notions, stereotypes, and clues. So, guess what this is about?
I'm going to a nudist, dating in a nudist colony.
Mitch?
I'm going to say Saudi Arabian dating game.
No. Royce was closest. But filmed on a remote exotic locale, each close-ended episode will feature a man and woman as they each date two different naked suitors. At the end of the episode, the two romance seekers analyze what they've learned from their dates and themselves before deciding whether or not to move forward with prospective love matches. So basically, they're doing like, you guys remember Blind Date?
Hi, caller. Who's this?
They're doing this nude.
Hi, guys. It's Hammy. What's up, guys?
Hey,
what's up,
Hamster?
I don't know if someone just mentioned in the chat room, but Coletta Skyped into Brain Stew on his headset in his phone. He did the entire show from Skype in the bathtub.
That is, once again, that is shark mode. People are always asking me, Royce, what does hashtag shark mode mean? Doing an entire show from your fucking tub. Hashtag shark mode.
From someone else's tub.
Someone else's tub.
He was even yelling at me for yelling at him. Because he wanted to put the hot jets on, and I wouldn't let him because it would be too much noise.
That is hilarious. That is fucking amazing and hilarious.
Hold on a second. It says the chick he was with posted these pictures on her Twitter.
Yes. I don't know her name. And I'm not just saying that. I really don't know who she is. All I got out of them was they had a sex toy-filled weekend, and he's very happy, which means he's bound to fuck it up eventually.
Yes.
I give him by Friday.
Well, probably Thursday talked about it.
Kind of like me and Maria have been talking off air saying how sad we're going to be when Dutch eventually breaks Kelly's heart because we really like her. So we know.
Don't you goddamn dare do it.
Now you can't because we like her.
We have a...
All right, punch it out, guys.
Later, buddy.
Bye, Hammy. We have a vested interest in your girlfriend. And how dare you? How dare
how
you think
dare
about
you break
what
up
did I do?
How dare you break up with her later?
How dare you?
Well, I can't do it now.
Now
exactly.
You can't. Exactly. Now you're fucked, bro.
I am so fucked.
Yeah, you are. She's brilliant, by the way. Fucking setting up with your co-hosts and your friends. Oh, my God. How brilliant with her, though. Yeah, I give her props, bro.
Oh, Mitch, you're not one to laugh either.
Yeah.
Sherry's just as beloved as Kelly.
Oh. I'm stuck with her, too.
Yep.
Oh, actually, if you guys break up with your significant others, we might end up hanging out with your significant others over you.
It's going to be difficult, though, because I live with Sherry, so it's not like, hey, we're breaking up, we won't see each other again, because we're just going to, you know.
By the way, can we start a Get Dutch a Pillow Fund? Because that's going to happen.
I'll get a pillow, dude. I was going to get this weekend.
We need $5.
Please.
Get a goddamn pillow.
Help it any way you can. Jesus. Help it any way you can.
You don't think maybe I did that on purpose because I like cuddling?
No.
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 It doesn't
That sounds nothing like you.
That would assume that you had other luxuries in your house and you specifically chose like not frame. That one.
What do you mean? I have other luxuries in my house. I got a nice couch.
Yeah.
That's one thing. You said one thing.
Wait, you forgot about the Tombstone Pizza. He has that.
That's
really.
It's not a.
Why is everybody obsessed with that? Okay, so I had a Tombstone Pizza in my house and I was hungry.
No one's obsessed.
The listeners like said it like three times already tonight.
Oh, maybe they're obsessed.
It's just adorable that you cut it with a knife instead of a pizza cutter.
I don't have a pizza cutter.
Yeah, of course I go. All your
is that what you two were judging? You guys had to pick one thing to judge me over, and it was that. What's wrong with you two? No, Jesus, could just live and let live.
No, that doesn't sound like our motto.
He's upset at us now.
I'm not upset. It was just so weird that you guys have to pick something. I didn't walk into your house and say, "Hey, there are unopened and open boxes strewn about, and there's tons and tons of Legos on a table with a 32-year-old supposed to be playing with these
actually,
things."
I didn't say that on air. I remember the Lego thing.
And I'm 30.
That wasn't on the air. That was to you guys.
And I'm 31.
And we have a lot of boxes because people were sending us gifts for our wedding.
Couldn't you clean up before you had 1,000 people come over? No, I didn't yell at you about that.
I didn't know people were coming over.
No, of course you wouldn't know that.
I didn't.
It was only your wedding weekend.
Do you know how many boxes kept coming in while I was busy doing other things? So shut up.
Anyways.
You just have to clean before guests get over. It's nice.
Did you guys ever watch Blind Date?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Speaking of going back to this whole.
Because John was on it, remember?
And he wasn't. He was? I thought it was only shot in L.A.
No, he was on Ext or
oh, or I'm sorry. You
next,
wanna,
next.
One of the it's the same thing.
I was addicted to that show. Not Next, the other one. Blind Date growing up, and I was like 13, 14.
Anyway, go ahead. Because
it was on UPN.
Yeah, that was a Black People Network, right?
Mm-hmm. And they used to run that show back.
Oh, it's the lady that took Joe's pick. It's in the chat room if you want to see.
I know how on these shows we like to look up people's IMDb's when we're in the middle of talking on them. And if you look up John Cesari on IMDb, he's John Cesari is an actor known for Crossbones 2005.
Yes.
That is what he's known for, Crossboners. We haven't made fun of John for Crossbones in a long time.
I should watch that movie again just so I can hate him some more.
Can we send it to Riff Track so they could riff? That would be amazing if they could just do that for us.
Even they would say we don't have time for this.
It's too terrible.
Poor John's IMDb page.
Those are the only two things on there is Crossbones and Passing Fancy. Nothing about Fast 2 or whatever, whichever one it was.
He should add that as an extra. Passing Fancy. I don't even remember Passing Fancy. Did we watch Passing Fancy?
Anyway, Dutch, that is Blind Date.
I'm over that. Sorry, you guys. So,
why haven't we seen Passing Fancy?
Cat Fancy?
No, not Cat Fancy.
Cat Fancy, John's Car Club.
That's right.
That? Cat Fancy.
Jesus.
I remember that.
With a chick with a cleft palate that he fucked.
Did we watch Crossbones on air one time? Did we play that?
No, not on air. We watched it off air and talked about it.
Oh, off air and talked about it. All right. That was a terrible movie.
It was really good.
It was just really the worst.
It was really good. It was awesome and very good.
It's just bad.
So good.
Who's Brett Rossi? She apparently is a porn star. Is getting married to Charlie Sheen.
Really?
Charlie Sheen's getting hitched?
Yep, and he's talking about having kids with her.
Ew.
Ooh.
A girl porn, Brett, Brettrossi. Hold on, let me Google image her. Let's see.
She looks like that Katie, what's her face's name?
Kylie Minogue? Star.
No, Katie something.
She looks like Brett Rossi to me. Yeah. Oh, wait, I know who you're talking about. Oh, shit. Who is that? Damn it. Somebody post.
I'm going to post the picture that's reminding me. She was in...
She kind of reminds me of the girl from Pitch Perfect. A little bit, which you guys haven't watched yet, but...
Why does she have a boy's name?
I don't know. I was just thinking that.
Why is she marrying someone so much older? Ew!
Well, apparently, according to this on TMZ, they're saying that he's paying over $110,000 a month in child support for his four kids. But apparently he's saying, yeah, he wants to have a family with her. Jesus. Why would... But she's 24, not experienced in Georgia childbirth. She wants a family. Charlie will accommodate her. He says, not right away. As Charlie put it, I'm having way too much fun with her right now. As much fun, it should be illegal. Well, I'm sure most of it is illegal.
Let Hillary Duff's ugly older sister do what she wants.
There it is. Okay. She does look like a Duff sister.
Yup.
True story.
I don't...
But I just... he's so old. He's so old. Do you not
Wolverines.
Think he is? So gross.
I think he's like in his 50s, right?
Old man balls and saggy skin. Just, when you're that young and pretty and porn starry, why?
Money.
Would you ever if you were dating something like say Mitch tomorrow, you were like just looking up whatever porn you like to look up and you see Sherry there in the porn, would that be a deal breaker?
Not a deal breaker.
A deal maker.
Because I don't know how I'd feel about that. Because if I saw like a
porn... It'd be really weird because most of the porn I have has guys in it, so...
Oh, okay.
A lot of guys in it.
Because here's the thing. He knows straight up and he's probably attracted to the fact that she fucks other girls. Like, if I had known ahead of time that she was, the girl I was starting to date... was into porn, I don't think I'd have a problem with it. But I think it'd be after the fact, I've already established.
If it came up after, after 4 years of knowing someone and they're like, oh, you did porn?
Right.
Really? Why didn't you tell me this?
Because that would be more of a lie of omission as opposed to just, knowing it straight out. So it's more the lie than the porn part that seems to bother you.
Not the lie part. I think it's more you put in your mind okay.
All right, let's all ask the question. What color are the guys? And then I'll tell you if it bothers me. How about that?
What color are the guys?
Well, I'm asking Dutch.
Puerto Rican.
Then it's going to fucking bother me.
Cuban.
No, it's not that bad. Well, it still kind of bother me.
German.
I mean, that'll bother me because you should be an animal.
How about Sweden?
That wouldn't bother me.
North Korean.
That would bother me.
That would bother me greatly.
How'd you get the
South Korean?
That's fine.
China.
That's,
Chinese.
That's fine still. I'm not intimidated by Chinese people. So that'll be fine.
The Congo.
Fuck you. Then leave the house now.
I don't get it. Why? Oh, is it because there's a lot of disease and famine
there?
Yeah,
that's why.
Got it.
That's the reason. You got it.
Got it.
What Nailed would it. Be okay? How about this? What would be a deal breaker? After the fact, you put that the thing. Okay, 4 years of dating, would it be a deal breaker for you if you found that your chick had done, let's just say, three porns while she was in college because she wanted drinking money, and one of them was with a black guy.
You asked Mitch. Oh, Mitch, go sorry.
Mitch, yeah, you first.
No, I don't think that wouldn't bother me.
No,
no, because it's. For a good cause. Everyone needs beer money. So,
At least for me,
that would bother me.
If it's a straight porn, just a guy and a girl, I guess it wouldn't bother me because only, to be fair, she probably fucked that guy anyway in college. So if she did it for beer money, who gives a fuck? You understand what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I get it because it'd be fucked. Dutch, if you were in college and someone said, hey, I'll give you $60, let me film this girl blow you, you wouldn't do it?
Who says I haven't?
Okay, but exactly. So my point is that isn't it kind of?
But here's the thing: it's the knowing after the fact. If I had known that ahead of time, if I was dating a girl and she's just like, "Oh yeah, I did a couple of porns," I'd be like, "Really? Hell yeah, let me see it." But if I knew afterwards, I'd be like, "What the fuck? Why didn't you?" I have to now, because I would have to watch it.
You had all this time and you never told me.
Right, but I would have to watch it and be like, "Is he better than me? What you know?" That's definitely an acting face. Okay, he's not that good. I would definitely analyze the whole thing.
By the way, Peaches says DNR hates the chat. So I guess we're supposed to be paying attention to the chat.
Why do we hate the chat?
Oh, he's just saying he said it. Because now Peaches needs attention because it's not about him for 5 seconds.
I guess so.
Anyway.
I was just looking at more pictures of Charlie Sheen's girlfriend compared to Charlie Sheen. And God damn it, why would she pick him?
Because he's Wild Thing.
Ew. Look at his lizard neck.
He definitely, dude, Coke aged you quick.
Ugh, there's just extra layers of skin around his forehead to his under chin. Just, what is that? It's not a thing that should happen. Gross. I can only imagine what that's doing also on his stomach and below. Ugh. Red Sox is posting a picture of Tombstone Pizza.
Just so you have it, Dutch.
Just in case.
You're hungry. If you're hungry later.
Actually, it was Tony's. It wasn't Tombstone.
It was Tombstone.
That's even worse.
Is it?
I've never even heard of
Tony's. Tony's is awful.
They're both bad. It's just cheap, shitty pizza. In fact, I actually had that in my freezer for a long time. I just kind of have it for like emergency purposes, and I was starving the day you guys came over.
You know, it is a point. Even terrible pizza is still good.
I'm hungry right now.
I know, right? You want some pizza?
Yeah.
We should go get some Tombstones.
We should.
I don't know if you guys ever had it or seen it, but there's a pizza called Roma, and like it's the worst pizza there possibly is. I found it on sale once it was 10 for 10 bucks.
Oh, so a dollar for a full pizza.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
They're small pizzas. They're you know.
Are the ones that like, they're stacked and it looks like a loaf of bread, one of those kind of things?
Not like that. They were singles, but, you know, they're like 12 ounces a piece. They're not that big, but, you know, they were seven. When I buy my pizza, I go by the price per ounce and I pick the cheapest ones. And it was 7 cents an ounce for those. Perfect.
Wait, who does math while they're price per ounce?
Everyone.
I do. When I go grocery shopping? Yeah.
What? Ounce for frozen pizza? Who does that math in their head? I just look at it and go, oh, okay, I've never tried this before. Let's try that.
Well, that's how you shop?
No, normally pizza's a decent pizza is usually, you know, 20 cents or so an ounce. The expensive ones get up into the 50, 60 cents an ounce range.
Who cares about this? Like, what?
I do when I'm cheap.
But then you just look at it and go, okay, here's a pizza this size, this much. Okay, I'm on a budget this week. Grab that shitty one. I don't actually weigh out the ounces per cents.
It tells you when you're shopping, and under the price label, there's a little thing that says price per ounce.
I just ordered Domino's, you fucking idiots. What are you going through all this for?
I'm hungry.
My phone. I'll order Domino's right now.
Because one Domino's pizza, once you put in the delivery charge, is like $30.
Nah, not during the week when they have half off all pizzas, you idiot.
They do have good deals. They have great deals.
Before we go to break, I did want to get this in before, you know, whatever. Walking Dead.
Oh, man.
You guys caught up yet?
Yeah.
Spoilers.
How great. By the way, we're going to be talking about Walking Dead for the next 10 minutes. So if you guys haven't seen it yet, just tune away.
Turn up your radios louder.
Do that. I am loving this season, by the way. I love like the fact that like everything is like a separate like side story from itself. That they're, if you know, those of you who don't remember, like the prison got broken down at the end of last season, so everybody's scattered in these little small groups, and they just randomly, you know, not randomly, but they will follow each group for, you know, or one or two groups per episode. And oh my God, Carol's back! How great is that?
Yeah, right at the nick of time too. But now what's going to happen with her? Because the way what's his face going to find out soon and going to hammer her bitch's head in.
Yeah, she killed the guy from The Wire's girlfriend.
Yep.
By the way, there's two guys from The Wire in the show now. Did you know that?
Yep.
Or did you notice that?
Well, yeah, but, you know, I mean, they need work.
Oh, yeah. But I just love The Wire so much.
I know. You've said it 5 times.
Is it me or... does it seem a little improbable how easy Michonne's sword cuts through skulls?
How does she keep that sharp?
Well, but see, they're rotting flesh, so they're not as tough to get through.
Good point.
But the bone.
Yeah, I was going to say the bone is still, you know, like, because if you look at a skeleton.
They're zombie bones.
Oh.
But it's not like she's just stabbing them through the heart and taking the knife back out. She's literally slicing through the entire skull. She's like just.
If you want to talk about improbabilities, I don't know if you watched last week's episode, but when Michonne had that flashback when she was in her house with those two black dudes or whatever, she had her sword and she was cleaning it and she put it in her wood block on her kitchen counter. Well, and the entire thing fit in the wood block.
Yeah, I know. It wasn't, it was kind of a, never mind.
That was improbable. I because
it wasn't real. It was a flashback.
Like 3 feet long, and it's not going to fit in that wooden
block. That's not what they were going for.
Unless they cut a hole in the kitchen counter.
I thought that they cut a hole in the kitchen counter.
That'd be either, really weird.
Okay, both of you. That's not what they were going
for. Because that would take out, like, you couldn't put stuff in the drawer or the cabinet.
I understand that.
Because then there'd be swords sticking through it.
Maybe there's more swords underneath the drawer.
It's not even, it was a flashback dream type sequence where.
Well, I mean, it's to put it into that knife holster is just a safer way to keep it away from the kid.
I'm trying to tell you that's not what they were. I don't think it had anything to do with real life. I think it was.
But it's actually even worse for the kids because unless they have child safeties on the doors, the kids are going to open it and then they're going to put their face in it.
The kids' arms are not long enough that they can pull.
Did you think of this? Maybe it was a flashback hallucination.
Thank you, Royce.
Oh, I didn't think of that.
What?
That might be what it was.
I was trying to say that for the last,
I don't take credit
Why
now.
Why do you listen to him but not me?
I get it now, Royce. Thank you.
Dutchie come lately?
I was trying to say it for the last 5 minutes.
He'll be here in a few minutes.
I hate everybody here.
It was $15. I don't want to hear it's expensive. It was $15 for
two. But what's that per ounce?
Shut up.
By the way, do you guys think Daryl and Beth are going to end up fucking? And how old is Beth supposed to be in the show? I didn't read up until past this point in the graphic novel.
16 or 17.
Is that how old she is? Okay.
Something like that.
I was thinking the exact same thing, Dutch. The exact same thing.
Yeah, but she in real life, how old is she? Like 29, right?
Yeah.
She's really old in real life, but.
So, I mean, is she supposed to fuck Carl?
That's what they were implying. Like, there was this weird, chemistry with them when they were on the farm, but that was so long ago. And Carl's speaking of psychopaths, that other little girl was trying to smother the baby. How great was that?
Well, baby wouldn't have showed up.
Here's the thing, is that, like, during the commercial break, I looked at Kelly and I was like, I think that if I were to ever have kids, I would kill one of them. I think I'd be a shake a baby dad. Like, cause that's the kind of thing. If a kid was crying all the time, let alone if I had zombies around just in my own house, I would probably shake a baby.
Don't do it.
I'm not going to. That's why I don't want to have kids. Like I honestly, and I'm not even joking. I'd see myself being capable of hurting an infant if it's crying too much.
Well, good thing you've recognized that before you have kids.
Oh, that's why I don't want to have any.
Good.
That's why I say yay abortions. But yeah, let's see. We got that. Maggie and what's his face? Now, hold on a second. Why? Okay, at the end of the last season, you saw Glenn get on the bus, and then they kind of flash back to him not getting on the bus and him hooking up with that Jewish chick. Or not hooking up with her, but you know what I mean? Finding her in that riot gear. What happened there? When she saw him get on the bus, like, what was that about?
I think he got off the bus to go look for her or something.
I don't remember
what they said. No, they didn't show it last season. They showed him actually on the bus, and then they just showed the bus moving, leaving. But I think they said that he got off the bus to go look for Maggie.
Okay, I must have missed that part, because it just shows him, like, kind of half-passed out. Like, it looked like a tank shell or something took out that walkway. Is that what went on?
I thought that he just woke up there, yeah.
Yeah, they didn't really explain that. Hopefully, okay, I was going to say, maybe I was missing something completely different then.
Okay, here's something that bothered me. Who the fuck buys that much pudding in a can?
Actually, I was actually on Friday night, Sherry and I went grocery shopping, and we actually found a can of pudding that big at the grocery store.
Did you buy it?
No.
Exactly, because, again, who buys that much pudding in a can?
Someone, if they got it on the shelves.
People down south, I would assume. Where do you find that? Was that in a house, or was it in like a kitchen kind of thing?
We live in the south. We're in Florida. We don't buy pudding in cans.
Yeah, but Florida's not the south. Florida's its own thing.
I buy my pudding in the little jello pudding boxes where you can mix it up yourself when you're ready for it. Or never, because I don't buy pudding.
And then you eat half of it and throw the rest away because you don't want it anymore.
Because then there's that film
on
it.
Or sometimes I buy the pudding cups.
Yeah, you got to get the cups, because I'm not mixing full bags of powder and water and all that kind of nonsense.
Punchy says rednecks buy that much. Makes sense. I guess that would make sense.
They are in Atlanta.
Just trying to eat my pudding, guys.
Yeah, just trying to eat my pudding, man. Just trying to eat my pudding. I love JJ.
JJ's so dumb.
Hey, I like JJ.
Just trying to eat my pudding. Just trying to eat my
pudding. Just trying to play my Xbox 4 and eat my pudding, man.
I don't know why the JJ gets funnier for me every time.
Because we do it on things that don't make any sense. Like, just try to put my sandals on, man. Won't put it on the top, man.
Put it on.
Just won't put it on the top.
You know, it's kind of hard to get socks on, man.
Just trying to perform the circumcision, man. That's all I'm trying to do, man.
Yeah, that one doesn't make any sense.
It does, though.
No, that one doesn't. Rednecks would not be Jewish. Are there such things as Jewish rednecks?
No, I don't think that's allowed.
Does that mean all rednecks are uncircumcised?
Yes. Anyone south of Mason-Dixon line who isn't...
Dix.
Who isn't Cuban. Wait, are you guys circumcised? Is that normal in you guys' group?
I am not circumcised.
Oh, you poor bastard. I am.
I'm an egg roll dick, my friend.
Oh, ew. Gross. How gross is that?
You mean ew? Go fuck yourself.
Ew, you're dirty. You're constantly walking around with cheese in your dick.
Oh, yeah, because I don't fucking shower and clean myself.
No, you don't. That's the point of being circumcised. That means you don't shower because you're circumcised.
I hate that. I hate that fucking thing. That whole, you don't. No, yeah, it's easy because you know what? It's a fucking 21st century. There's body wash and I clean like any other part of my body.
I love the fact that you, at this age, still have to defend that. Hence why if I ever have sons, I'm definitely taking their foreskins off of them. Because I've never once had to have anybody say that to me. I've never once had any girl go, what the? You know what I mean?
That's never happened. I've had plenty of sex, and a girl's never been like, what the? That's never happened. That's never occurred.
Probably because it's always been with girls from foreign countries, like Armenia or...
I'm totally foreign.
Yeah. I can hear your accent every once in a while, especially when you get drunk.
Extra skin for me is safer.
It's like a built-in condom.
Hey, that very gag. That's so gross.
Foreign bitches love foreskin.
It protects from cold.
Yeah. See, I'm more firm. My dick stays warm. So go fuck yourself.
Mitch, you got it lopped off or no?
Yeah, mine's cut off.
Ah, faggot.
Like a normal person.
I love the idea of the fact that you have to circumcise dick that you're now gay. I wonder what the percentage is in America these days, because it was a lot higher, like, obviously, when we were kids, but
disease,
like
obviously
my parents halfway through having, you know, us boys stopped after me circumcising the kids.
Really? Half of your family of boys are and half aren't?
Half aren't.
So why are you making, dude, you almost were me, so go fuck yourself.
Yeah, you were
glad that I wasn't.
You were one kid away from it.
For some reason in the 90s, they were just like, oh, it's barbaric. We don't want to do that anymore. So they stopped doing it with any of my younger brothers.
It's kind of fucking barbaric, though, dude. To cut
yeah, but not really, because there's, and I don't want to, I forget what comedian said it, but the small amount of pain that infant will feel for a few days is nothing compared to the pain that your 16-year-old son will feel when he pulls his pants down and a girl looks at it and goes, what is that?
I've never, but see, that's bullshit though. That comedian's full of shit.
In white America, it is.
No, it's, I have fucked plenty
of
white
girls. You're in Florida. That's the difference. Why don't we have a whole segment about Florida stories? There's nothing normal going on down there.
No, I'm pretty sure.
You guys are the Bermuda Triangle of land.
Ooh, look, all of South America and Central America have 20% or less men are circumcised.
There you go.
Okay.
And most of Russia and Europe and China and, yeah, it's really only Africa's really big on the circumcision thing.
So I love it.
You look at, okay.
Africa's huge
well,
on
it. Well, let's be fair. They don't have the same cleaning techniques as us people do.
Africa's hold on. What is it in Europe again? I'm sorry.
Europe, okay.
It's like 0 to 20.
0 to 20% global map of male circumcision.
If you look in the U.S., 20 to 80% are circumcised, so that means that 20% of the population.
Wait, 20 to 80%? That's such
that's
a
not
huge
good.
Variable.
That's just terrible. This doesn't show anything.
How could you say 20 to 80%? Or why would you just go halfway through middle of that and go, okay, 60% are circumcised?
Hold on. No. I don't know if it's 60% of the U.S. or 20 to 80% of the world's population of it's grouping.
No, man,
like,
it still doesn't make sense.
That's still a dumb. You can't take percentages and have this to this.
First off,
okay.
Perfect. I know where I need to move, and that's it. Problem solved. I'll go to Europe.
Yeah, we'll just go to France, and no one's going to think anything.
No one's questioned my dick, and no one's questioned my dick, so go fuck yourself.
I'm questioning your dick, but I will tell you this right now. If you come to Colorado, you have to get circumcised. That's actually a prerequisite, and they make you sign a paper.
Really, they do?
Yes.
And the paper's actually made out of stretch-out foreskin.
Yes, it is.
More like radio, less like crap.
Hot girl problem number 186. Okay, so the other day I was going to Leah's house. I stopped, and she has a gated like neighborhood. They're usually open when I arrive at her house. And so this time they were closed, and I was like, I don't know a code or anything. So I just go up to the gate hoping that it'll magically just open for me. And it doesn't. So I sit there like an idiot because it's not opening, and a car comes behind me. So I'm like, great, I can't back out now. So they're just going to be sitting here. And he got out of his car, and so I was kind of freaking out. I thought he was going to, like, you know, come up to my window and be like, you know, like, are you trying to get in or something? And he came and he pressed the little button that opens the gate. And then he looked very agitated when he did that. And he got back in his car. And I, like, raised my hand. You know, I let him know, thanks. I didn't know what I was doing. I'm not from here. And then so the gate opens and we go into the neighborhood. Mm-hmm. And the guy is literally on my butt the entire way to your house. I was honestly surprised he did not touch the back of my car multiple times. Like, I was honestly shaking. I was like, I'm getting raped tonight.
Listen to Trust Us, We're Hot Radio every Sunday from 7 to 9 p.m. Eastern. Only on morelikeradio.com.
Listen to More Like Radio every Tuesday night for the answer to this question that's on everybody's lips.
What does the drunk say?
On your fuck. Oof. Ah.
What the drunk say?
I'm not one that judges penises.
Blah, 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 blah.
I can't understand what.
What does the drunk say?
Do it in a bourbon barrel. I am all over the goddamn place. Okay. Oh. Let me, excuse me,
what the drunk say?
I will fucking do that. I think that's enough of the, racism there. Okay.
What does the drunk say?
Alcohol by Volume, Tuesdays, 6 to 8 p.m., only on morelikeradio.com.
Hi, guys. We here at Lust and Love are reaching out to our fans to help us rename the show. Help us think of a creative name, and not only will you get bragging rights for coming up with the new name, you'll also win a $25 Google Play gift card. Tweet your ideas to @morelikebomzy, @morelikekitty, @darkfox001, or @lustandloveradio. Contest ends January 20th.
High Society Radio is now part of MoreLikeRadio.com.
Who's all part of the More Like Radio cavalcade of stars? Oh, who are you joining next?
Oh, well, Hippo Juice, they're the soul behind More Like Radio. And we're jumping on there. High Society Radio, that is.
What other kind of shows are over there, though?
Oh, there's plenty. There's just a roster that's ridiculous. There's 360 on 420. Mm-hmm. There's a gentleman show. There's Ain't Social Gamer Radio. There's the Red Show. There's Daytime Divas.
Okay, so you're not out there by yourself in the cold anymore.
No.
You're fucking with...
a family.
Yeah, a real family. A family of gangsters.
Take the edge off. MoreLikeRadio.com. It's like rap music you can understand.
Damn, it feels good to be a gangster.
World premiere music.
Self-devolution.
From the members of Mudvayne and Korn, welcome Could I.
What's wrong, yeah?
Could I is ready to take cookie cutter rock and throw it in the trash. And we have the world premiere of their first single, Breaking the Broken. Hear it by downloading The Red Show at morelikeradio.org. Yeah. New music first on More Like Radio.
Are you a fan of comics? What about obscure movies and TV shows? Well then, you are in luck, because every Friday, Nerd Hour is here to talk about those completely and utterly awesome things. So join Punchy, Ariel, and now Cornax as we talk the things that people claim prevent you from getting laid, but are amazeballs anyway. The Nerd Hour, every Friday night from 11 p.m. till 1 a.m. only on More Like Radio. Spoon!
Hey man, when you need to look your finest, what do?
Well, I grab my favorite t-shirt, of course.
You know, I just knew you were gonna say that, and I was gonna ask, have you ever checked out T-Fury?
I think so. That's the website with the new t-shirt every day, right?
That's the one. At tfury.com, there's a brand new t-shirt design every day, and each one lasts for only 24 hours, then it's gone forever.
So it's tea today, gone tomorrow?
Exactly.
That's a lot of t-shirts. Where do they all come from?
Well, each design is submitted by a freelance artist, so no two are exactly alike. And the best part? All these tees feature nothing but nerd references. Whether it's movies, TV shows, video games, cartoons, comics, or culture, they're all awesome. And get this, each tee is just 11 bucks.
Dude, it looks like I need to update my wardrobe. What's that website again?
Just use tinyurl.com/MLRTees. That's tinyurl.com/MLRTEES. Each limited edition tee lasts for only 24 hours, so get over there before time runs out.
Check out today's Tee Fury design right now at tinyurl.com/MLRTees.
Wait, why is that guy gargling?
This is your morning wake-up call.
Get up.
It's how I get my morning started. They're my morning show.
All right, here's a little inside info. They're not even real listeners. These are staged people, and you hear the same thing across the entire country. And that's why Hammy, the true American, is going to serve his country and expose these hack shows for what they are.
Fail FM. Only on Brain Stew Radio. Friday nights, 8 to 10 on MoreLikeRadio.com.
MoreLikeRadio.com. Because mean people need to laugh too.
If you weren't able to catch the last Hippo Juice show, here's what you probably missed.
The credibility that they are using as a bouncer at a Colombian strip club. Credibility.
Oh my god, it's hilarious! Let's say it three more times.
Oh, gonna save you, gotta save my soul. Oh, but down, bow down, wow, dilly, wow, down, wow.
Listen to the Hippo Juice Show live every Wednesday night, 7 to 9 p.m. on MoreLikeRadio.com.
Man, that first day of sobriety sucked. And I realized something. I was a real irritable guy when I wasn't smoking marijuana. I couldn't stop thinking about getting high. And that's when I decided it was time to get help.
Hi, everyone. My name is Thurgood.
Hi, Thurgood.
Hi. I'm here today because I'm addicted to marijuana.
You in here for some marijuana? Marijuana? Man, this is some bullshit!
Marijuana is not a drug. I used to suck dick for coke.
I seen them!
Now that's an addiction, man. You ever suck some dick for marijuana?
Huh?
No, I can't say I have.
I didn't think so.
Boo this man!
Second hour of Dutch and Royce on MoreLikeRadio.com. Our number is 954-573-2780. I'm looking at... Take what out of the rotation, Marie?
The old Lust and Love promo asking for names to rename the show to for a prize. Yeah, the Back Talk Radio already picked their new name.
Oh. So they're not Lust and Love anymore? They're now Back Talk?
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, it's
deleting now. Remove. Okay. Jesus. I had no idea. I'm sorry.
It's okay.
People don't tell me things.
Well, I mean, you know.
I was actually looking through like the schedule last night. I'm like, what is Back Talk Radio?
And where did Lust and Love go? Weird.
I was thinking that. I'm like, what happened to Lust and Love?
Wow, Dutch.
Dude,
It's a good thing you're beautiful.
Do you realize how fucking busy I am? Like, okay, so one of the guys at my work.
Hold on. Yes. And by the way, I will say now that I've experienced what I saw happen to Dutch, where he almost had his entire Valentine's and everything ruined. I will give credit that I got more backstory from him. I do understand why you're busy and I do cut more slack because of it.
I almost had to fly out to North Carolina.
on Valentine's Day.
Last second, but we couldn't get any flights out because of the snowstorm that was happening out on the East Coast. So, I mean, you know, dude, with the workload that I've had, and that's another thing I want to reiterate. If we can get, the reason why I played the old school DNR rejoiner is that if we can get somebody to make a new Dustin Royce, not rejoiner, sorry, intro, anybody, make a new intro, anybody who's good with any type of audio stuff, we'll give you guys, we'll think of some kind of a consolation prize for you. We don't have anything just as of yet, aside from the DVDs that we were going to send out for UFC DVDs. We have that. We have MLR t-shirts, right?
Well, I mean, we could get some, I
guess. We only have one. Not that. What do we have? We have extra large, or double, triple, extra large. I actually have one from, I have a Clutch and Wiggle shirt that I can send you.
Why? We're not on the station. Yes. Why would you do that?
Because Clutch and Wiggle are good friends, right?
Nope.
Are they still in the air?
I think.
Whatever happened to the old guys that, like, we used to, like, be, what was that old group that we were part of way before Edge FM, way before the whole, you know.
Lose the radio.
Whatever happened to that group?
Oh, I feel awkward thinking about it. Oh, God.
We were, back when in the Ustream days, we had, like, a group of other Ustream /, like, podcast or whatever shows that we were a group, we were part of, like, Lose the Radio. What else? There was a couple of them we were, like, syndicated on at the time. What were they?
Well, if you just Google search Lose the Radio, it thinks that you want to lose weight.
Oh, okay. Well, good thing that's still around.
So, that's good.
And apparently, everybody's tired of my shit in the chat room. Woo, Vail FM. What?
Don't, it's little Matt. Don't let him fucking engage you, dummy.
Well, I don't know. Is, am I playing? Because the thing is, I was told I was playing a bit from 3 months ago earlier.
Yeah, move on. Leave him alone. Don't engage. Do not engage him.
All right.
He wants it. Don't you get it?
Disengage.
Yeah.
Just pull back. Do we have something for we listen to better music than you?
Or, I don't know. Why don't you tell me, bro?
But I sent you guys.
Where?
But, oh, gosh.
Send it to us on Facebook, I think.
I sent both of you guys a link in Facebook.
Okay, Dutch, you said, screen share and pull it up, stupid.
Hey, I sent it through Facebook.
Okay, Marie is trying to fuck my life right now.
It's like the one thing I said. It's like the one thing.
Okay, here we go. Screen share one. Start that. There we go. Okay, I don't know what this is. What's this called? I like to slap my bass.
Yeah, it was something that Maddie Matt sent us in the Wibble group.
All right, well, this is, Look at Time of Age by Chris Avenue.
Turn it up.
It is turned up.
I don't hear it.
I don't hear it at all.
I don't hear it either.
I slap it all day long. I like to slap my bass when the evening comes. I slap it in my room.
Whoa, background change.
Is it,
I slap it in the park.
Heads, letting the days go by.
I like to slap my bass.
Also, sunglasses are amazing.
What's the name of this guy?
Chris Agnew.
Is he a comedian or is this like a... It sounds like a double entendre thing.
Standing in front of a green screen, it makes him funny. Huh?
I don't know, but it's all double entendre stuff, I think, I would assume.
Oh, is bass and entendre doubled for sex?
Yes. I think he's trying to go for a viral video here.
It's really funny.
It worked, I guess.
2,335 views of viralness.
Well, we're getting in on the ground floor. How long ago was this posted?
June 12th, 2013.
So, yeah.
Almost a year.
So, good pick, Marie.
He's doing good.
I mean...
Wait to preview these things before you send them to us.
I didn't. Not at all.
Well, you started this. We're only halfway through. Now you get to suffer through the whole thing.
Oh, I like the dance, though.
Are you saying that I picked a bad one? Because this whole segment is about listening to terrible songs.
Yeah, but there's nothing fun with this one. It's just kind of there.
Well, what about his little dance? What about his little foot dance?
Huh? Sure.
What about that? All right, it's a dud. What do you want from me? I didn't look at it. I went to the next one underneath the woman.
I love when these things don't work.
I know, right? Oh, well.
Here, hold on. What was that?
Why don't you thank Matty Matt? He was the one that posted it.
Well, don't blame it on him. You're the one who pulled it and sent it to me.
I literally did.
Shut up. I'm trying to enjoy the slap at a bass. A joke that was funny when I Love You Man came out in 2009.
Rather pull another song blindly from the Wubbly music group?
Well, I told you to just, you know, take a look at any of these and send them to me if you think they're good.
I did take a look at one by not playing it and sending it to you.
Okay. Royce, thoughts?
What?
Just thinking about his pizza.
I want my pizza to get here, bro.
He's
I'm fucking hungry.
I'm hungry now, too.
God, and I don't want a tombstone or whatever fucking piece of shit you eat, bro. I don't real
oh,
food.
God. We have like 45 minutes of a show. Can we eat pizza while we do this? Pizza sounds
yeah,
awesome.
If it fucking gets here, I'll eat it on air.
God damn you, Domino's, for not being faster.
Do what I want, Dutch.
We're so distracted tonight. What's going on?
I don't know what's going on.
There's so many other songs in this We Listen to Better Music Than You Facebook group. We haven't like played half of them.
Well, I'm glad that you picked the good one.
I did pick I did pick an excellent one. Oh, yeah. Well, I haven't seen you pick a J-pop or K-pop song in a long time.
I've brought the gold every time I have, though.
Yes, you have, because you watched them.
Exactly.
Is this We Listen to Better Music Than You Facebook group? Is that the old Hippo Tunes group?
Correct, it is. That's why it's called Hippo Tunes.
That's why I never see it, because I left that group.
Oh, really?
Yeah, a long time ago.
Oh.
Okay, we'll give a quick plug. If you guys... I think you can do better than Marie or Matty Matt and send us something that's actually good for We Listen to Better Music Than You. What's the link to the page there, Marie?
It's facebook.com/group/hippotunes because that's the friendliest URL they can give you.
Oh, okay.
And you can't change it once you make it. So fuck us.
Well, why don't we just make a new one?
I don't want to make a new one. People are already in this one. Mitch, can I add you back in?
You can, but I'll probably leave.
Nope, I can't add an old member of the group who hasn't requested to join the group again.
Oh, that's right, because I think I clicked on members cannot invite me back. I remember now.
Why are you such an asshole out of
what
curiosity?
What a dick!
Because I was getting plastered with just updates of music and stuff, and I didn't want to watch any of them, so I left.
Ah.
You're a mean person, I think.
You do.
Yeah.
You do sound pretty.
Can I leave the conversations that happen with, like, you know, MLR things that have nothing to do with anything?
You mean everything? You're no conversation.
No,
so.
I'm in the one. Okay, if you guys send me a message directly that has to do with, like, you know, business of the station, whatnot, fine. But, like, when you add me to these conversations that have my phone go bloom, 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 bloom every 3 seconds every day, like, I can't stay signed into Facebook because of that.
Turn off your notifications.
I tried, but the
it's possible because I did it.
No, I've tried. Do you have an iPhone?
No.
Okay, I can't do it on an iPhone for some reason. I've turned off every kind of notification, and it won't let me do it.
I don't know. I mean, just don't be a jerk all the time.
Apparently, Comcast bought Time Warner.
What? No, are you serious?
Yep.
Well, like, this is recent?
Last week, big business news was announced.
Bitch, breaking news.
Big.
Dun, 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 dun.
I actually kind of was timed up with you there. Comcast, a gigantic provider of cable TV and high-speed internet service, has reached a deal to acquire Time Warner Cable, which is merely huge. If regulators approve the deal, Comcast will be an overwhelmingly dominant player in the business with about 30 million subscribers. I happen to be one of them.
So a shitty company is going to buy a shittier one?
Yeah, Comcast is fucking terrible.
It is, and I tried to go to the other ones, and I had to go back. The only reason being was I went with Quest and DirecTV because they bundle together.
DirecTV sucks.
Here, that's the thing, is that like Quest, like when I join in with them, I made it very clear when I joined in, I'm like, okay, look, this isn't going to lock me in for a 2-year deal or anything like that. I'm going to be, you know, if I, you know, move places and have a better, you know, service, I'll be good to go, right? And they're like, oh, yeah, you'll be, don't worry about it. You're fine. If you bundle with us, you're fine. I moved from my other apartment to, you know, whatever my new one was, and they're like, okay, yeah, you can cancel, but DirecTV is like, nope, you still got us. I'm like, okay. Dude,
they're fucking sharks, man. DirecTV is specifically.
So I couldn't get out of, I couldn't get
that contract in your face.
I couldn't get out of my thing until I had to have 3 separate contractors come out and establish the fact that there was no way for them to mount a satellite on my apartment, you know, area, like that was allotted to me, that wouldn't get blocked by this big ass tree that was out front.
Yeah, but the problem is okay, so now your option is what? Comcast and that's it. Oh, you guys have CenturyLink there too, right?
Well, CenturyLink is Quest. So
terrible.
Okay. But they only do internet. They bundle TV with DirecTV and or Dish. So I don't, and the thing is, if I could get Fios, I would, but they don't offer that out here. It's like, you know, you're stuck with them.
There really is no good cable company. They're all shitty in their own way.
I hear Fios is awesome.
Fios,
except for Fios. I've heard Fios is good.
I heard Uverse is good too.
I don't get those. I my only option is Comcast or, you know,
fuck yourself.
DirecTV.
The thing I do like about Comcast is their that I didn't have with DirecTV was the on demand. You can watch just about any show on demand if it's like, you know, a regular syndicated show.
I'm always afraid,
right, but you have Hulu now, so you don't even need that anymore.
Yeah, here's the thing though. I don't have a gaming system that I can hook my internet into to have Hulu on. So
you don't have a gaming system?
Nope. I have. You guys saw. I have a Sega Genesis.
He does have a Sega Genesis.
You can go on Amazon and buy an XBMC box for $100.
Yeah, $100.
Yeah, I don't feel like doing that.
But you won't have to ever buy anything ever again.
Yeah, you won't have to pay for cable again.
But it's so much more convenient to just leave it as is and pay out my asshole.
Well, okay. Have fun then.
That's the thing, is I need to do that. I really do need to just get rid of having cable.
Everyone in MLR has been using the XBMC and using like the one channel plugins because it has every TV show ever made ever.
Right.
So,
right.
And I mean, even new ones, like 30 minutes after they air live, you could see them. And even
really?
Yes.
I watched Lone Survivor before it was even in the theaters.
Dude, I saw all the episodes of Sherlock before they aired in the U.S.
Here's the thing, though, is that like I watch a lot of sports and ESPN and all that kind of stuff. So
what?
Isn't there a sports one on there, Royce?
I watch Red Zone. I watch all the games. And for me, it's great because I can't watch the Heat because I'm in Orlando, so they show the Magic. But with this, you could just pick just the feed for the Heat game and watch them.
Oh, they actually pull up live feeds? Because from what I've known from like Hulu or Netflix, it's all pre-recorded things. I can never watch anything live. Well,
found the Sports Devil plug-in, and you can even watch UFC pay-per-views. I did.
For the sports one, you can watch live stuff. But for a lot of like the channels and stuff, like you can't. There's no FX channel and there's no like, you know, NBC channel or anything like that. But yeah, like within 30 minutes, you can watch.
You go watch an episode, it'll be put up and you go watch it immediately.
Huh.
I'm telling you, man. That's
not a bad idea.
Uh-oh.
I still have my cable, but that's just for if I'm bored and I don't want to really watch anything specific, but just, you know, lay in bed or something at night.
Wait, XBMC will not do the NFL Network. I'm out. No, yes, P-Rock. I watch Red Zone and the NFL Network on XBMC all the time. I watch every game. All the streams are there. You just put the Sports Devil plug in and you watch it, dummy.
Yeah, dummy.
Well, I don't know anything about this. Don't call him a dummy. I had no idea this even existed till just now.
He's a dummy. P-Rock is stupid.
Oh, he's drunk mostly. You know, he is kind of dumb. I mean, his favorite band is Chevelle. So, you know, how much do you actually expect from the guy?
A lot.
But I expect him not to pass out and leave the feed on.
They were talking shit in from one of the chats. Fucking P-Rock's like, him and Texas were like, oh, Chevelle's so much better than Queens of the Stone Age. Go fuck yourself. Queens of the Stone Age is way better than Chevelle. Go fuck yourself.
I don't know if I can go that far.
But neither of them are that good. So.
I think they're both on the same level of who really cares that much.
No, man, Queens of the Stone Age with fucking like, Dave Grohl drummer. Fuck you.
Yeah, I like Queens of the Stone Age.
Yeah, they had one good album. I mean,
how many Chevelle have?
One. Okay. Hence why I say I put them in the who gives a shit.
I prefer Queens of the Stone Age to Chevelle.
I saw Queens of the Stone Age open up for Nine Inch Nails, and midway through the set, because they weren't, nobody was really reacting to them, because it's just a bunch of creepy Nine Inch Nails fans in the audience. And halfway through the set, he was like, who here thinks we suck? And like half the floor raised their hand.
Oh no.
And then it proceeded to like start berating the audience for being pieces of shit, and then just started playing the next song.
Well, that's better, I guess.
Yeah.
Better than not berating them.
Nine Inch Nails was so good live.
Oh, yeah?
They were so good live.
I like to call them Nin.
You also like to call Royce your husband. Doesn't make it a good thing.
I don't call him husband.
You don't? You don't say this is my husband now?
No,
hey, husbands, come help me.
No, I mean, we're referring to
no, that you don't call him Royce. You don't call him anything else. Just call him husband.
Just call him husband from now on.
Hello, husband.
Or Hubba Dub Dub, I guess, is a good one, too.
That is good. Or hubby.
And by the way, Trent Reznor needs drugs. He sucks without him.
No, dude, I didn't mind his newest stuff.
Whatever.
What?
Oh, Moss says Queers is a stoner. You know what? That's not even nice.
I like that.
Queers of the Bone.
Ah!
Get it? Because it's boner.
I don't get it. Explain it more deeply.
Men.
Got it.
Nailed it.
I really have to stop following John on Twitter.
There's a bunch of big titted women.
Like, you don't want to see 40 things,
dude,
in a row.
He tagged me in a Facebook post.
Me too.
And they're like, that comes up, like, my family follows me, and I had to, like, untag myself from, like, a photo. Like, why are you tagging people in photos of chicks with big tits?
He likes them, and he wants to share his things that he likes with you.
Well, sure, fine. There's a message and say, hey, look at these big tits.
The only thing he likes is women with too large of tits, though.
Too large?
Yeah.
Yes.
It's cartoonish what he likes.
Yeah, it is ridiculous. It's not even attractive.
It's uncomfortable, and I feel he's weirding me out these days.
Aw.
It's very odd.
Like the triple Fs, like, they shouldn't look like that. But for some reason, he does. I don't know.
It's always lopsided.
I love big titties!
Like, the nipples never match at that point. One's always pointing down.
Right.
Pointing up.
Yeah, at that point, you have cockeyed titties.
There's usually, like, there's veins popping out like a hard cock. Like,
like, you're right.
What is that?
You're right. Why your tits look like a dick?
Yeah.
Like, what's going on here? I'm so confused.
What veiny tits you have?
I would put her left titty in my mouth. Not hers. I couldn't.
No. That's a little big.
It's impossible. My jaws do not unhinge. So, but yeah. I mean, I love John. And I even love his foibles.
Not to go before we go too much further, I was just thinking this, like, what's a band that nobody gives a shit about that you actually like Chevelle or Queens of the Stone Age, but you can't use this too.
Well,
like one that you like, and you've probably listened to like a couple of their albums, and you still listen to them even way past anybody else gave a shit. I know of mine.
It's Sublime of Rome.
Oh God, fuck no.
Go fuck yourself.
I'm so done with Sublime.
Tell me to be honest. No, I'm being honest.
But with Rome.
With Rome.
Oh, just with Rome?
Sublime with Rome.
Name one of their songs. Sublime with Rome.
You better listen. There you go. That's your hit. Play that.
You're lying. That's not a song.
I'll play right now. I'll play right now. I'll play for, okay, hold on.
Hammy says Green Day. Does Green Day count? Because then Day. Yes for
no,
me.
No, because they're still winning Grammys. They're still putting out albums that people buy. I'm talking about like mine. Is Sum 41.
Oh, I was just thinking that. And then my head went to Good Charlotte next.
Yeah, Good Charlotte, though, they only have like one or two songs that are listenable. Like,
It's Sublime with Rome, asshole, by the way. The song I was talking about. Anyway, I'll lower it. You can talk.
Little Matt says 3 Days Grace.
Yeah. Don't they still get play on modern rock stations, though? Like, I'm talking about Sum 41. Nobody has played a single one of their songs in years.
I got two of them, actually. I have two of them. Dutch, you might remember both of these, but one was Gob.
What?
Do you remember Gob? G-O-B?
Oh, my God. Yeah, of course I do.
There was them.
I love this song. Yeah.
Yeah.
They were terrible, but they were fun.
I liked them. And then the other one was actually orange.
Orange. As in Agent Orange or...
No, like just Orange. It was another punk band, yeah. They only had one album. And I love them. I still do.
Huh.
I don't know if I've ever heard of that.
Let me see if I can...
West Nugget says Power Man 5000. Okay, I'll go with him on that one, too. That's not bad.
How about Presidents of the United States of America?
Oh, yeah. Peaches?
Yep. Oh, Peaches. Every time P-Rock comes on, they should play Peaches.
Oh, yeah. Why do you call P-Rock Peaches? I don't know that.
Yeah, what's up with that? Where did that come from?
I don't remember.
Because he's gay.
I really don't know, but I just call him that because it sounds gay.
Oh, okay.
So, million of peaches. Peaches for me.
I'm still an unabashed Blink-182 fan. They haven't been relevant in years.
Oh, well, did you guys see when he played the drums upside down? No one cares.
Everybody, dude, that's a ripoff of Motley Crue. I mean, he's been doing that.
I know.
Is it hard to do?
Yeah, I would imagine so.
So, give him credit.
Oh, I have another one. Slipknot.
I like Slipknot.
Yeah, but like, have they put anything out in the last, like...
Sorry.
Have they put anything out in the last, like... Oh, and here's the thing. My favorite album was their second one that really didn't get a whole lot of traction. Was Iowa. Do you remember that one? I remember playing this one nonstop when I was in high school. Hold on. What other ones? I know I got a ton. Let me just scroll through my iTunes list. I'm sure I have plenty.
Western Eagle's about to say this bit again.
We haven't done this again? No.
I'm waiting.
Bands that nobody gives a shit?
I know, but he's going to say it because he always does every time we play music. This bit again. You guys.
All right. Mitch, why are you saying you love Motley Crue in the chat room? Just say it with your...
I was just replying to Hammy.
First off, Peaches said, I saw Stone Sour Friday night. I didn't know you had a working DeLorean, you fucking idiot. Stone Sour? What? Who are they opening for? Fucking Switchfoot?
Yeah. Switchfoot.
Oh, Hammy brought it up on Goldfinger, their Superman song. It was on Tony Hawk Pro Skater.
Oh, that's right.
You know what Dutch made me realize at my own wedding is I'm still a really big fan of the Spice Girls.
Yes. I played Wannabe at their wedding, and the bitches came out of nowhere. I couldn't believe like how quickly, how fast the girls, my girlfriend included, girls like, oh my god, let's get a song.
My girlfriend
dance.
Included.
Yeah.
But to be fair, she was out there the entire time.
So. Yes. What? Well, she was also Hammer Time.
Wow. Apparently, there's a lot of Stone Sour fans in the fucking chat.
Ooh, they get mad at you?
Yeah.
Oops.
Hey, I like Stone Sour.
Hey. I only know like two or three of their songs. So. None of them hold a candle to this, though. Anyways,
Get with my friends.
Get with my friends.
Make it last forever. Friendship never ends.
Oh, this just made me think. I actually liked Sugar Ray.
Oh yeah,
like their first two albums were not. But, well, actually, everybody wants to say their first two albums were like punk rock, but the first two that anybody knew about them. Remember this shit? This brings me back to when I was in Boy Scouts.
What happened to Sugar Ray?
Still around.
Mark McGrath took on that job at E! News, I think.
Yes.
He did?
Yep.
Every house party in the 90s had the song.
Yeah. Yep, late 90s, early 2000s.
Me who knows how long I've loved you. Everywhere I go,
people stop and they say, Maul says Milli Vanilli.
Mark McGrath is going to be in Sharknado 2.
Rise.
What?
Hashtag shark mode.
Yeah. Put your arms around me, baby. Put your arms around me, baby. Are you serious?
It's the number one thing on his actor credits.
That is awesome. Oh!
They're still filming it. It's coming out sometime in 2014.
Here's the thing. Westerner's pointing out one. they were huge in Europe and in Japan and anywhere outside the U.S. Zebrahead. Do you guys remember them at all?
Oh, of course I do. Yeah.
Of course we do, because we were like, you know, we were Warped Tour kids. So we remember Zebrahead, but they never really hit the airwaves, you know, like that, of like Sum 41 or Blink 182.
Playmate of the Year.
Oh, yeah. I loved this band. I still do. They were fun to watch, too. Who else? Little Matt says,
I was a really big fan of this band. I don't know if you've heard of it, Metallica.
Okay, that's...
I'll look it up.
That's a pretty big band, though.
You sure?
Yeah.
Sure about that? I don't know if anyone's heard of it.
Yeah. Oh, here's another one. AFI. I'm still a huge AFI fan.
I love AFI.
Wow, you guys are gay.
And not to sound like, you know, like a hipster, but like I was a big fan of them before that one song came out on the radio.
Just don't say it. Just
Girls Not Gray.
Yes. Well, actually, that was no.
It was I gotta look it up.
Yeah,
it
Girls was, Not Gray was the one that we. It was kind of like more played on my rock stations.
Yeah.
But
it
the
was,
one that went
Miss Murder.
Huge was Miss Murder.
Miss
this
Murder
right
was
here.
The big
yeah.
one.
Yeah. This is the one that hit everywhere. And then after that one was the other sad sounding one. Do you guys remember this? Yeah?
Of course.
And then there was this one. Here it's December. You don't like AFI?
Well, I mean, I liked it.
Well, Royce called us gay.
Well, Royce calls you gay no matter what you say.
Yeah, good point. I should just let it roll off my back, shouldn't I?
Ah, gay.
let's see here. What else? I'm trying to think.
I think P-Rock wants you to play 10 Seconds Down by Sugar Ray. He said,
I know he does, but I don't want to play it.
I don't have
it. I would
it.
Have to pull up so YouTube, and I'm not going to do that.
Yeah, I was going to say, I'm just going off my library here. There's a bunch of bands that I like that nobody has probably ever heard of, but I'm trying to think of like ones that actually had radio play.
You know what band had like one song that I loved? Eve 6.
Yeah.
What do I have for them? I know I have something.
I think I do. Hold on. Eve 6. Do I have any of their stuff? Oh my God, I don't have any in my system.
Ha! I stumped him.
Oh, you got me. No, you guys remember Story of the Year?
The band?
Yes.
Yeah.
They got better. Like they had their radio hits came off their first two albums, and then they got harder and awesomer as their albums went on.
Here is some Eve 6 Inside Out, homie. I burn like
a This shit was my jam for 6 months.
Oh, yeah.
I
see our time
has gotten stale. I love this, too.
Everyone knows this chorus. If you play this at a party, still everyone sings it.
Fucking Limp Bizkit stole a line from that with their biggest song. That's how big this song was.
I didn't know that.
Yeah.
What did he steal?
Put my tender heart in a blender and still I surrendered like a chump. Hey, like a chump. Hey.
Was all of my pride. I would choke on the rhymes with the laughter of the leave you and me inside. I'll swallow my doubt, turn it inside up, find nothing but
nothing.
Put my tender heart in a blender, watch it spin round to a beautiful oblivion. Rendezvous when I'm through with you.
I like it when bands throw big words into songs. I don't think they do that enough.
Listening to MLR Radio.
We're stuck in the 90s.
Coming up next, 7 Mary 3.
I was picking bands that were just 90s.
Okay, guys, come on. No more singing. I'm kidding. I would swallow my pride. I would choke on the rhymes with the laughter of. Leave you empty inside. I would swallow my doubt. Turn it inside out. Find nothing but faith in nothing.
Hard in a blender. Watch us spin around to a beautiful oblivion. Mighty Mighty Boston's are still popular.
Yeah. Go. Mighty Mighty Boston's are always popular.
Okay? That's another thing.
We'll hear Mighty Mighty Boston.
Mitch and I will always agree on ska. Man, do I love that genre of music.
Yep.
Oh,
still
yeah.
Still do.
I love it more than anything in the world.
It is.
I was in a ska band when I was in college, and it was so much fun. Powerful,
so heavy. This song will always be relevant.
I was more of a Real Big Fish, Five Iron Frenzy, Supertones fan.
Gotcha, go, go!
Had to knock on wood.
I
Dickie Barrett could not sing.
Nope.
He was not very good.
What are some non-relevant but slightly popular bands 2000s and above?
Does Real Big Fish count?
No, Real Big Fish is cool.
Yeah, but I don't know if they're still cool because this video is pretty dated. I'm watching it right now, and I got to be honest. Watch Real Big Fish sell out. It is fucking a dated video.
Oh, it's bad.
But the song isn't dated.
I don't know.
And actually, that's something that, again, hanging out with our good best friend Joel Dutch, we went to two places where they actually had video feeds of the actual music video that was playing while the song was playing. And you just get mesmerized when they start playing old stuff because, I mean, in the 90s, you really didn't have a chance to look at every music video that ever came out because downloading took forever through a dial-up connection.
Hey, since you're speaking about Scott, hold on real quick, Royce, lower that. Do you guys remember Supertones? I know Mitch does, but do you guys ever remember any of their stuff? They were so much fun. Hold on. This is from their live album, by the way, which, in my opinion, was where they sound the best. That was one thing that Scott did for a little while there, where they actually were doing like rap along with like the Scott singing and stuff like that. It was fun. Just
oh,
a fun time.
Hammy, Newfound Glory.
Oh my God.
God, I haven't thought.
There you go. I enjoyed me some Newfound Glory.
Yeah, for like a minute.
And then his voice did get,
What was the Newfound Glory song that was popular?
Hold on, I have all the albums. Hold on, let me find the right one. Oh, I have it listed wrong here. Oh no, here it is. Oh yeah, everybody remember this one. By the way, fun factoid. The guitar player for Newfound Lawyer,
Lawyer, that's for sure.
Chad, he's actually is the longtime boyfriend of Haley from Paramore.
Really?
Yes.
More like Paraless.
So the song, half the songs are like about him, I guess, like their fights and shit. So. Remember they had the fat bass player and it was all funny because his shirt was off? Ugh. Yeah, I got over them really quickly.
All right, now people are just naming stuff I haven't even heard of. Punchy said, International Superheroes of Hardcore, which is a side project of
Yes, Newfound? Here you go. Here's a fun little factoid there, too. I saw Newfound Glory in a small, they were going to like a small club tour thing years ago.
Moss is like Newfound Glory hole.
Yep.
So anyways, so it's basically International Superheroes of Hardcore is Newfound Glory, except the guitar player and the lead singer switch spots, and the guitar player just sits, gets up and screams, and all their songs are like a minute long, like old school, you know, Minor Threat type hardcore songs, and it's like they're the opening act, then there's two other bands that play, and then they actually get on.
Hold on, Hammy just brought it up, Bowling for Soup.
Oh God, I hated them.
Really?
I hated them.
I love them.
Really?
Sherry and I will still like talk about,
Ugh. I don't know. It was just, there is too much like references and doing like, they were too much of like a trying to be a stand-up act and a punk
band. They were just
the
silly.
Time.
That's what I liked it because they were silly.
I guess.
And actually, this is a fun fact. My old lawyer looked exactly like the singer from Bowling for Soup.
Why do you have a lawyer?
For business and stuff.
Oh.
Were you suing Gray State?
No, it was actually the lawyer for Gray State.
Was he suing Gray State? Is somebody suing Gray State?
Hope so.
Bubba Gump says never got really into punk because of the whiny. Yeah, well, okay, there's a lot of whiny punk, pop punk bands. Like the punk rock bands that I'm a huge fan of, like the genuine punk rock bands, like, you know, Bad Religion, NoFX, Rancid, that kind of stuff. That's a completely different thing. The stuff that actually hit the mainstream was a little more on the whiny side,
poppy, whiny
side, which was made famous by Blink-182.
Hammy says trapped,
huh?
Trapped.
Oh yeah.
I remember Trap. That's
they were. One. They had one hot minute song, didn't they?
Oh, Squirrel Nut Zippers. I love these. Are coming up.
All right. I don't know how popular he was for you guys, but I did have a friend who was British in high school, and she was a big Robbie Williams fan. Do you guys know who Robbie Williams
was? He was huge in Britain. I know that.
Huge. And so I was really obsessed with...
Wow, this might be hard to drive with such a huge throbbing erection.
Didn't mean to press that.
So this was one of Robbie Williams' songs that I loved. It's called Rock DJ. It's a weird video too, because he just strips throughout the whole thing until the fact that he's nude, but then he strips his skin and dances as a skeleton.
That's weird.
It's the creepiest thing ever. But I do love this song. And there's a lot of hot girls around it too.
So, okay.
Sometimes.
All right, Hammy is bringing up a good band, but they don't have the commercial success, but I would call them the biggest underground band of all time is 311.
311.
Oh yeah, bro, they're always coming original.
They're underground?
Well, think about it. The biggest underground. They had a few commercial success songs way back in like the late.
They had a new one that just came out, Sunset in July. Like,
I haven't heard anything on the radio from them in literally 10 years.
Amber, that wasn't a big hit.
Come original.
That's my point. I'm saying in 10 years, they haven't had anything.
No, Sunset in July.
I haven't heard that on the radio.
I have.
It's February.
This song right here, Creatures for a While, was the last big song that I heard on rock radio. No. Whereas, you know, Amber was played on all the pop stations, you know, Down, obviously, all their stuff. They were big, but still, here's the reason why I think they're the biggest underground band, is that they had a tour last year where they had Snoop Dogg opening for them. And they were selling out, they were selling Red Rocks, massive stages everywhere. Like, think about it. Like,
Sunset in July was uploaded as an official video in 2011.
Okay.
311.
Right.
What, 3 years ago?
Yes.
So not 10 years ago.
Okay, come on. It was uploaded. It could be uploaded, but it didn't have any kind of a commercial success that Down and Amber did.
It says you. I heard it a bunch of times on the radio.
As many times as you heard Amber and Down?
That's not fair these days, because there's like a billion bands and there's satellite radio, so you can just
listen. That's my point, Maria. It's the whole point while we're talking about this right now. We're talking about
I didn't know that was your point.
You really are dumb.
It's a good point.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
I'm just saying that, like, I love 311 more. I think they would be classified my favorite band. I think I might have said that on the air before. They're definitely my favorite band. And they still have a massive following.
Oh, yeah, because they're good. And people cared about them.
Did someone just say, who is Gigi Allen?
Yeah.
Who's Gigi Allen?
A shitty stage act.
Look him up. He was an old school like punk rock guy who would take a shit in the stage and throw it in the audience. And
that sounds terrible. Why would I follow that?
Because I never got into it.
He's a complete psychopath. And like, you know, the punk rock purists be like, yeah, that's punk rock. Because he literally shat on his audiences.
That's gross.
Oof.
It's gross.
He was out of his mind. He would eat glass on stage. He was completely out of mind.
Well, Punchy brought this up a little bit ago, but it was Against Me. And not so much like their mainstream success, but their lead singer is now a woman.
Yeah, I did know that.
And have you heard his her album, the new one that came out?
He hasn't changed his voice yet, has he? Because he has a very distinct.
It sounds exactly the same as when he was.
Okay,
a guy.
You know what? Hold on, dude. Do me a favor. Pull up the most recent "Against Me" music video. I want to see what she looks like with that voice.
She looks like he.
Well, here's the thing, is that like, I think the biggest song from them that was out, do you guys remember Don't Lose Touch?
Yeah.
Not you, I'm talking to those two.
No.
Nope.
No idea.
Hold on, let me pull it up. You pull that video up and I'll pull up the song
I got the video. Okay, we'll do yours first.
Yeah, just so you guys will remember this song.
I won't.
Bam, nope, da. Doesn't sound like me.
8 years ago. Wow, 8 years ago? Jesus.
If it's not Nickelback, Marie won't know it.
Nope. Only concert I've been to.
You guys remember this once it kicks in.
You're coming
guys remember this at all?
Nope.
Nope.
Let me go to the chorus. SOS texting from the cell phone. Okay, well, if you don't remember,
this is
one
of my favorite bands ever.
Right. So the lead singer and the music video that I'm just playing, that was played all over Fuse for a long time there. They were like the darlings of Fuse for a little while. Yeah, so that good-looking guy is now a chick, and I have not seen what he looks like yet. So go ahead, Mitch.
Yeah, I pulled up a live version just so that we could see her.
Okay. Oh, my God.
Look against me, this song's called True Trans Soul Rebel.
He's wearing a blouse. He's wearing a sleeveless blouse.
The exact same voice.
Yep. And apparently you got the full surgery too, right?
I'm not sure how far it is along yet, but
I think he got his dick lopped off and everything.
But that, I know that's the plan.
Jesus. He got some surgery done. Oh my God.
Doesn't make the best looking woman.
Not so much. Jesus.
Yeah.
What do you think that conversation was like? Like, you know, like these are your bandmates, and it's all the same original band members too, from what I'm looking at in this video. That
screw the band. What about his wife?
Oh, that's,
I mean, she's
right.
Cool with it, but.
Wait, so now. Hold on a second. Does that make him? He feels like he's a lesbian then.
I guess
because he's not. He doesn't like dudes if he's still married.
Right. Well, his wife is supportive of him, and he has kids. And I guess they're. I'm not sure exactly what happened there.
That's kind of selfish. I mean, wait till you're.
Wait till you're what?
Well, I mean, they're not like they're not. I think they're adults.
Oh,
adult
okay.
Kids. They're in their teens or they're, you know, 20 or something like that.
Well, he's not that old.
No.
Wow.
No, his kids aren't like 3 years old though.
Well, okay. Well, then
they're old enough to understand that, hey, man is man. And, you know,
it's
whatever.
Like that whole thing from Orange is the New Black. Do you guys still watch that show?
Actually, yeah. We haven't been keeping
is
up
a new,
with it.
Is there a new season? Yet?
I don't know. I'm just saying.
Comes out in like June.
No, yeah, you know.
Yeah, that character that used to be a man is now a woman. His wife tried to stay by him as much as they could. Like, yep. I don't know if I could handle that. Like,
it would be very weird.
That would be a deal breaker. We were talking about deal breakers.
Right.
Earlier. That would be one.
Like, you got a dick comes now?
Up, hey,
like,
I want to be a man now. I don't think so. I mean, you can go ahead, but it's not going to happen.
That
would be harder turning from woman to man because, I mean, it's one thing just... Random new penis just shows up.
Yeah, you gotta try to make a mountain out of a molehill. When you're a dude and you're trying to become a chick, it's easy to just cut it off and invert it.
Or you're trying to make a mountain out of a dick hole.
Or that too.
Yeah, that's...
Or a volcano, I guess. I don't know. What's a vagina?
Hey, babe, I want to be a man.
All right.
Oh, that was easy. He's pretty supportive. Just keep him.
Royce, are you still thinking about pizza?
No, I already.
No, we already had some.
We've already had some.
Oh, really? Okay.
Good. We quietly. You're not gonna notice. We're professionals.
I didn't know why you're being so quiet.
We were taking turns eating, and while one talked, we got it. We got this all figured out. We got it.
You didn't even know.
Dutch, you fucking son of a bitch.
Sorry, I was drinking.
Yeah. Well, that's normal.
Okay. I think we exhausted that, didn't we?
Yeah, we did. What is it about Dutch and Royce that we always just go back to music after a while?
Because it's fun to talk about.
I blame you.
You were the only people I talked to music about because, well, pretty much Dutch is the only person that knows the same bands I do.
Yeah.
So.
This is, by the way, I also like to mention that hoodie that Dutch is wearing, he found it behind his couch and without washing it, just put it on. He's been wearing it since.
You think behind my couch is dirty?
Yes.
What's wrong with that?
Behind most people's couches are dirty. That's normal amount place to be dirty is a dust collection.
Not really. I don't know what goes on your couch.
But the rules with the hoodies, you can wear them for like 4 months before you have to wash them.
Oh, yeah. It's not like a t-shirt. It's not like I put on underwear. It's a hoodie.
He has a good point. It is a hoodie.
Oh, well, then I apologize. My whole logic is flawed.
It is.
This flood's stupid.
I mean, if you just randomly picked up underwear and put it on, of course that would be weird.
You're weird.
I've done that too.
Did you even check it first?
No.
I've okay. definitely done the inside out trick with my underwear before.
Oh, God. I'm not sure how much that really works, though.
It doesn't work at all.
What's the real difference?
It's just in your own head, you're like, okay, I'm not smushing my ass and balls into where my ass and balls used to be.
Right.
I don't know.
So hot.
What?
What?
Huh?
Hey, you know who else had a really fucking terrible, terrible sex change, by the way? The fucking...
Royce Lopez.
Okay, you know what? The Wachowski siblings. That's another one that I saw in a recent picture of them.
Oh, one of them or both of them?
Only one of them had a sex change. They were used to be brothers, and now they're siblings. I don't know which one. I guess the one that looks like a chick would be the one that did it. But
used to be brothers.
That'd be probably this one.
Yeah, pull it up.
Why?
We'll post the... Because it's bad. I mean, it is.
That's bad. Not good.
Look, see?
All right. Okay.
Who the fuck are you?
What are you
Lana
doing?
Wachowski.
What?
Her name is Lana.
No, it's Lana. Larry.
It was Larry before, right? Yeah.
It's Lana Wachowski.
Lana.
Oh, my God.
Looks like an asshole.
It's really bad.
Look at the close-up.
She looks. He. That looks ridiculous. Come on.
Ooh, that's
By the way, have they done anything outside of the Matrix?
Yeah, Speed Racer.
It was not as bad, but still pretty bad.
Oh my God,
guy in a wig.
It's
what?
That looks ridiculous.
What? Why out of everything would he pick pink hair?
Yeah, pink dreads.
Would that? Does he think it helps?
It detracts from his horrible face. Seriously, have they done anything?
Would you Dutch for the story?
No, no, I probably wouldn't.
Let's see.
In that last picture, he
That looks like Tim Burton's wife. Speaking of the Matrix. Fight Club. That girl.
Every time they post a new picture, I think this dude woman looks like somebody else. Because in the picture above, it looked like the mom from Home Alone.
You're right, it did. Oh, that's bad.
But why the pink dreads?
Hammy says Cloud Atlas. I guess they directed that.
I don't. Was that a good movie? I don't know.
I didn't see it.
I've never heard of it. I've heard the name, but I've never seen it.
Yeah, they were like the hot chick on campus as far as directors go for a little while there. And then they just didn't do anything for a long time. Ugh.
Get all that Matrix money.
Yeah, good sex change.
Which I've only seen the first one. I've never seen the other one.
It's not worth. The other ones are bad. First one.
That's what I've heard. But.
The first one's great. The second one's the action's okay. Like some of the sequences are cool. The third one's like, okay, stop it.
Yeah. Now you're getting two up your own ass, Matrix.
Right. Jesus Christ type of. Ugh.
Too many hidden shit at that point. You know, if you look at the license plate, it's a Bible verse. Shut up.
Yeah, it did get annoying after a while.
Nobody paying attention that closely. Assholes. Seriously.
Fucking idiots.
All right, we're limp into the finisher. Let's get out of here.
Whoa, whoa. Please check if Betty White's dead.
What?
Please check if Betty White's dead.
She was just on Raw yesterday, so that'd be hilarious. Hold on.
Okay.
It says, share this now. Betty White isn't dead.
Okay, good. Good.
4 days ago, though.
Okay, well.
So within 4 days, she could be dead.
Wait, what did you get fooled by?
No, I just saw somebody that usually doesn't get fooled by stuff posted that link from ebuzzed.com.
Sounds fake.
Yeah, it does sound pretty fake.
Yeah. Who hasn't been taken by one of those at one point?
That they,
I mean, I haven't, but...
They're saying that she was submerged in a bathtub.
What a way to go out.
So.
Time to wrap up.
Yeah. All right.
Let's get out of here. Mitch, why are you better?
I am better than you because unlike the lead singer of Against Me, I still have my penis.
Royce?
I am better than you because I'm really tired. I can't think right now.
All right. Marie? That's the third week in a row you've failed at this bit.
Yeah, you're not doing too good. I'm better than you because I, too, like to figure out the cost percentages in my pizza.
And I am better than you because I still listen to Sum 41. Don't forget to listen tomorrow night. We're going to be doing Hippo Juice, obviously. 7 to 9, directly followed by The Red. And all the other shows, just go to morelikerated.com, hit the shows page, yada, yada. You guys know what to do. Look up More Like Radio to download this particular show on iTunes. And just, you know, all the shows that happen on More Like Radio are on that particular podcast page. And you can download every episode for Hippo Juice, Dr. Royce, and every other show that we do there. So, right? Good? Are we good?
And also tinyurl.com/MLRsmoke. Buy e-cigs, quit smoking.
Right.
Idiots.
All right, guys. See you guys next week. Dustin Royce.